این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Today, almost all propaganda operations in the mass media run by Eastern and Western blocs write or speak against the Islamic Republic. The reason is clear. The Islamic Republic plans to preserve its independence and curtail the hands of world devourers and their affiliates from this country. The Islamic Republic wishes all Islamic countries and all the governments dominating Islamic countries to wake up from their deep slumber.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In his speech, Imam Khomeini has said that it is our duty today to be ready to withstand and endure any pain in our opposition to dangers that threaten Islam and the Muslims. This is necessary for severing the hands of the traitors to Islam and for checking their enmities and desires. Now, this is an important part of the speech where Imam Khomeini is saying that obviously when we are the Muslims and when we are following the Islam, we know that there are many enemies out there. The first of them is obviously Shaitan itself. The first of them is Satan. And the other satanic powers, obviously we know that in the Quran Allah has said that this Satan, it can be from the jinns or the ins, from the man and the jinns. So we have both of them as satanic powers. So we need to endure any pain in our opposition to dangers that threatens Islam. So we need to endure this pain. And if we have patience upon this pain, if we have patience upon these oppositions that we have and the threats that we have for Islam, obviously we will be succeeded. And on the other hand, we need to take care of the traitors, that we should not allow them to threaten us. We should not allow them to put Islam in danger and to put the Muslim Ummah in danger. Therefore, we must endure the pain. We must endure the opposition that is coming from the enemies. And we know that because Islam is the true religion and because Islam is the only and only way of the success of the people, it gives success to the people, it gives the success to the nations, and it will save the mankind and humanity. Therefore, we must protect it. And if there is any pain in this path, in this struggle that we are doing, we must become patient. We must show patience in this path. Therefore, we have verses that those who struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are patient, Allah has prepared the paradise for them. There are good rewards for them, inshallah.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.
Every night.